Hello.
Hello. Hello, good evening. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization or worker, or on volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
So then we can go ahead and definitely proceed. Thank you so very much, ma'am. And now, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Definitely going to vote? Or you're not going to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Would you say definitely going to vote or very likely to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote, right? Thank you. With which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat? Or are you unaffiliated, independent, not registering a party?
I'm registered in a party.
Okay. Would you say Republican or Democrat in that case?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Your opinion is important. What is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, or other?
Asian-American.
Asian-American, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your age, please, ma'am, with all your respect?
72.
Oh, 72, thank you. And also, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
They're off on the wrong damn track.
Thank you so much, ma'am. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a few options. Corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, or affordable housing. One choice, please.
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing, right? Thank you so much for your opinion. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion of or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Damian Pardo.
No, I don't know.
You don't know him? You never heard of him or you have no opinion?
I never heard of him.
Okay. How about Keon Hardimon?
Yes, I know him.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. How about Miguel Gavela?
I don't know him.
Okay. Never heard of him? Thank you.
No.
How about Manolo Reyes?
No.
Would you have no opinion or you never heard of him? Or very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Some favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Yeah.
How about Raquel Regalado?
No, I don't know. Didn't you just ask me that a while back?
No, that's a different one. In this case, it's Raquel Regalado. So you never heard of her, or you have no opinion?
You're not talking about the lady's mayor. The lady with the glasses, that's not her?
This is another public official in this list.
No, I ain't her. I don't know.
You never heard of her, right? Okay. How about Christine King?
Yes, I heard of her.
What is your opinion about her? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And how about Joe Carollo?
Oh, no, not favorable.
Very unfavorable? or somewhat they're unfavorable?
They're unfavorable.
Okay, how about Eileen Higgins?
A little.
Sorry?
Just a little bit favorable, not much.
Somewhat favorable in that case, right?
Yeah.
How about Francis Suarez?
Yes, very favorable.
Very favorable. Daniela Levine Cava?
Oh, yes, very, very, very. That's the one I'm talking about. Yes.
Very favorable, you would say, right?
Yes, that's my girl.
Thank you. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Yeah.
Definitely or probably?
Yes.
I understand that you will vote for him, but would you say you are definitely going to vote for him or probably going to vote
for him? Yes, I'm definitely going to vote for him. I say yes, but hey, you think it is.
When voters go to the polls, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing it, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor or the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, Allow adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law. Does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I'll vote yes.
Yes in favor.
I'll vote yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes? Sorry, ma'am?
Never mind.
Would you say no worries. Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor for that amendment?
I'm definitely voting.
Okay, thank you.
I want everybody to smoke a little weed. You know why? If Trump could get away with all that shit, let everybody smoke weed.
Your opinion is what we care about, ma'am. And thank you so much for sharing it with us. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
I'll vote no against it because I think a woman should have her own right.
Okay, your opinion again is very important. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against this amendment?
I'm voting no.
Definitely or probably in that case, would you say?
I said no. I'm not voting against. I'm voting against them that's trying to stop a lady from having an abortion.
So you're trying to vote definitely no, right? More than probably.
Right.
Okay, and there may only be city of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive binding and require at no cost to city. Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I'll vote against it.
No against it, right? Again, would you say you are definitely voting or probably no?
I'm getting tired of you. I'm getting tired of you now. Shit, you're taking too long. I'm getting tired. I'm going to vote. Boy, I don't take all this long time. You get on my nerves. I'm trying to be patient. No, I ain't gonna vote.
But we need to know if definitely or probably no.
Definitely no.
Thank you. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing office space to be included. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, the next one is creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Approve or disapprove?
I approve it.
Strongly or somewhat?
I approve strongly.
Okay. Reducing the overall amount of development. Approve or disapprove?
What do you mean, development? What is that?
It's another specific component of the Watson Harbor proposal. Reducing the overall amount of development. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would you strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Now, you will now be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space build and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
No, I vote strongly no. Strongly no.
Definitely vote no in this case, right? No against.
Yeah, just say
right, in this case, the option is definitely vote no, or probably vote no. So then you said definitely vote no, right, ma'am?
So you said it hurts.
Now, in your own words and regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? In your own words.
I'm glad you called me. Thank you.
You're glad I'm calling you? Okay, thank you, but I really appreciate it. But how about the poll? What would you say is the one thing you like the most in your own words?
Say what? To the poll?
Yeah, about what you just heard.
It was interesting. Some questions, very interesting.
Okay, one moment, please.
Some stuff I didn't know.
Some stuff you didn't know, right?
Right. A lot of stuff I didn't know. Why y'all ain't got Virginia Key Beach on there for the black people? That was a black beach. Y'all trying to take it to build a goddamn hotel and shit over there.
You're being
definitely, I don't like that shit.
And now, that's actually the next question. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
That y'all ain't doing nothing for the black beach. That beach, I was a little girl going to that beach. Now they done took over, they want to build all kind of goddamn rich mansions over there and knock the black people out of their beach.
But how about
then
the poll that, but how about the poll that you just mentioned? That I just mentioned? That, what would you say is the one thing that you dislike most about what you just heard?
Because a lot of stuff I didn't know what's going on. We don't never know till it's too late. Especially the black folks.
Okay.
Like they have all stuff.
Yes.
Stuff. They have all stuff to give away stuff, and we don't know nothing about it till you see it on TV or online. They don't come in our neighborhood. They pass out some stuff, but they want us to know. Have
Thank
little
you,
meetings.
Ma'am.
They have little meetings what they want to have. They don't tell everybody.
And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote?
On that situation?
On a
less
candidate
likely.
Who supports, much less likely or someone less likely?
Most likely.
Much less likely, right? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
There is another proposal.
How long have you got to vote?
We're
how
almost
much
done.
Longer?
We're at
you 80%. You keep saying that you're almost done. You always keep saying you're almost done. You know, if I hang up on you, you're going to feel real bad. You better hurry up.
We are 82%. We're going to need a few more minutes. There is another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I'll vote yes.
Would you definitely
strong
vote yes?
Vote yes. Strongly vote yes. I know your job.
Definitely,
you?
Right. Thank you. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. Which one?
I support both of them. Jungle, and whatever.
Exactly. You support both of those proposals on Watson Island. Thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Or someone else?
Joe Biden.
The Democratic candidate, Joe Biden. Thank you. Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you very much, ma'am. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Well.
Okay, high school graduate, right?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation.
All that, I don't get a gift certificate?
On this time, we aren't promoting gift card, but thank you for your opinion. It's extremely important, and we'll take that into consideration as well.
Well, okay.
Thank you,
you
so
have
much.
A good day.
You have a great day too, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.